Proverbs 12:13, the wicked are snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. Say, I'm just.
Yes.
I shall. Come on now. So if you help me, we'll be out in a little bit. Little bit. I shall.
I will.
Come out of trouble. Proverbs 6:2, thou art snared by the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken by them. You need to read Proverbs 6:1-5. Proverbs 18:7-8. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. If you can put that on the screen, that would help. And I'm going to try to rush through, but I'm not. The Lord said, tell you to give him time to do what he wants to do. Proverbs 18:7-8. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the belly. I want to read a quote to you from a man named Jim Bloom at desiringgod.org. A lot is at stake in what we say today. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. People die because of something said. Tongues can be weapons of mass destruction, launching holocausts and wars. Tongues can also be the death of marriages, families, friendships, churches, careers, hope, understanding, reputation, missionary efforts, and governments. Keep on talking bad about the president. Keep on talking bad about the government. We will get what we say. So we pray, God, give him wisdom. We say we have a president who has a lot of wisdom. Sometimes we don't see what we say, but let's keep saying it until we see it. And I add to that, words can cause the loss of self-esteem, self-worth, education, peace, health, prosperity, and relationship with the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. The tongue is the most important and valuable tool which can speak life or death. Many people and things, dreams die when evil or wrong words are spoken. See James chapter 3, and I'm going to speed up. The tongue can create life. Say, my tongue will be used to create life. I will put a guard over my tongue with the word. I have to saturate myself with the word in order to speak life. I speak life. That's my declaration. Don't just say it now because I told you to say it. Remember I told you to listen with your heart? Say with the heart. Say with my heart. Say with my heart. That's why many children don't do any better than they do in school. They haven't been speaking that I can. Speaking that I can. I was talking to somebody about calculus or some math being hard. It's not hard for God. So if I go to God and say, God, now you know how to do this because you created this. Now show me how to do it. God will do it. But we speak what we see too often. I say, I can't understand how to do this thing on this computer. Junior! But one day I'm going to have to do it myself, amen? I was even asking them what my passwords are. Finally, he talked to me, I gave them to me. Listen to this. Life is in the word of God. Now, you got to come in with me now. Wake up. I could preach it now, but God didn't tell me to. He said to teach you this. Life is in the word of God. Therefore, in order to speak life to and in every situation, you have to saturate yourself with the word. Then, rather than speaking death, you can say, as Bishop said, refute all darkness with the word. When you are full of the word, the squeeze comes, out of your mouth will come the word of life. If you have a sponge and you have dipped it in some clear water, and you squeeze it, out of that sponge will come clear water. If you put it in soapy water, out of that sponge will come soapy water. Whatever you put in, Say, whatever I put in will come out. What have you been meditating on? Well, sometimes you don't have to say it out verbatim, but you've meditated on it so till it has become a reality to you. And you say, I could never do that. Some of you right now in here are afraid to fly. I'm just scared to fly. I'm just scared to fly. How do you know? You've never been on a plane. How do you know? How do you know you're afraid to fly? You've never been on a plane. Have you? How many of you have, and you don't have to raise a hand, but you're familiar with the little Dr. Seuss book, Sam I Am, Green Eggs and Ham. And he told me, here and there, everywhere, up and down, on a train, in a car, with a mouse, in a box, with a fox, all that. And he said, I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't want it. Sam I Am kept on telling him, try it, try it, try it. And then at the end, he said, if you'll leave me alone, I will take a bite. Ate that, ate the next green egg, and ate the whole ham. I like them, Sam I Am. So how do you know you don't like to fly? How do you know you can't do this that God is prompting you to do? How do you know you can't go there? How do you know you can't have this house or this car? How do you know? And you're never given it a try, never given the word a chance to do that for you. Not a try, a chance to do that for you. John 1:1, that which was from the beginning, the word of life. Philippians, holding for the word of life. Then Bloom says here, people also live because of something said. The tongue can be a tree of life, Proverbs 15:4. Tongues reconcile people and make peace. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, Matthew 5:9. Tongues can make marriages sweet, families strong, and churches healthy. Tongues can give hope to the despairing, advance understanding, and spread the gospel. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. It is the power of God to, in, and for me, because I have received this gospel. And I speak forth this gospel in every situation of my life. And therefore, I am victorious. You know, you ever had a desire in your heart and it seemed like it's bigger than you are and bigger than you can handle? I listened to Jesse, helped me out. I have always, it won't go away. And I stopped trying to push it away. I've always wanted to buy a big plantation style house and have it totally renovated like I want. When we went to New Orleans, there are houses in New Orleans that are a whole block long. A whole block, lots of them. And Jesse mentioned that, and he mentioned that there used to be some in New York, but they tore them down because of the price of real estate, you know, making stuff smaller. I don't want one that big. And hadn't had a desire for one that big. But in me. So what I've got to do, I've got to start speaking that forth while I'm living, while I'm I can enjoy it. But he said, I learned, grew up poor. Nothing if you live in a trailer, that's okay. I lived in a trailer, that's all we could afford. I grew up poor, didn't have anything. He said, my dad got me an eight-hour job when I was 11 years old. Told me I was going to buy my own clothes and pay rent. He said, Daddy, in my own house? He said, this ain't your house, boy. This is my house. And you're going to keep your grades up. But he said he met influential people on his jobs. And he said, I like fine things. And he started talking about the things that cost $25,000 and $50,000 and $1 million stuff. He had one thing, I don't remember what it was. It might have been a painting or something that they wanted to give him over $1 million for, and he wouldn't sell it. He said, about seven years later, he saw it sold at that thing, same thing, sold at auction for $20 million. No, they wanted to give him over a million. Yeah, it was over $1 million. And he wouldn't sell it. And it sold for $20 million. But he said, I got nice stuff. He said, he named all those names that I don't even know. But what I'm saying is, if I desire that, I have to start speaking that. I have to start looking at that. I do remember, and I'm going to go ahead and close in a minute. I do remember the words of your mouth now.